We're going to get in the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, a mevi get, sounds like a shliach who's bringing a get, va'avad himenu. And then the shliach loses the get. So now, matzol the altar, if he finds it right away, altar, kasher, then it's fine. V'im lav, if he does not find it immediately, pasul, then we assume that it's not the get because possibly it got mixed up with something else. Now, matzol b'chafisa, o b'dulus kuma. Finds it in a chafisa or duluskuma, which we'll see the Gemara at the end of today will describe what a chafisa or duluskuma is. But basically, these are some sort of kelim in which the get is placed. So, if he finds them in these items, then it's fine. Then, the next line of the Mishnah is imakiro kasher, if he recognizes it's kasher. So, the way Rashi actually reads the Mishnah that these are two different cases. There's a case of matzo b'chafisa or duluskuma. And if he finds it in a chavisan or gluskma, and Rashi says he has a siman, bakli sheshelo, he says that the kli itself, the utensil that's holding the get, has a siman on it. If he can identify these kelim, then we know that the get belongs to him as well, that's inside. And then Rashi says, im makiro, kasher, is a separate, independent statement, that if he recognizes the get, then the get is kasher, forgetting about a chafisa or a gluskma. This is just the get itself. If he recognizes the get, then it's kasher. If he has some sort of siman in the get. That's the way Rashi learns it, that these are two independent cases. Tosfos on Chof Chedom and Aleph actually brings multiple girsot to this Mishnah. And the possibility, there are possibilities of this, the girsot that we have, which is imakiro kasher. There is another girsot that says o makiro kasher. And there is a third girsot that says umakiro kasher. So in this instance, the Tosfos explains the different possibilities of how to explain the Mishnah. You can explain the Mishnah like Rashi said, which is that there are two independent cases. There's a Chavisag Bluskama and then Makiro Kasher. Or you can explain that the Makiro Kasher is modifying the Duluskama and the Chavisa. That only if he recognizes the Chavisa and the Duluskama is that considered a valid in terms of him taking these back and saying, that's the get inside. I mean, if he just says the get was inside of a chafisa, inside a gluskama, that's not a siman. There are plenty of gitim that are found inside of these utensils. But he must makiro. He must know what these utensils are. And this, Tosfos says, is a case where he finds it himself. It's not even where someone else finds it. If he finds it himself, as long as he recognizes that these are his utensils, then we can believe that the get inside is the original get that he lost. Or Tosfos even introduced the possibility of the other way around, which is that imakiro kasher is referring to the get, and even though the get that he had was not placed inside of a utensil, and then he finds the get in a utensil, imakiro kasher. If he recognizes the get, despite the fact that it's in a chafisa gluskma, then it's kasher. So we have all these different possibilities of what imakiro kasher is. Again, either it's an independent case, as Rashi suggests. Tosfos suggests possibility that it modifies gluskma and chafisa, which means that the makiro is referencing the chafisa and gluskma, that he recognizes these utensils, and that's why the get is kasher. The other possibility is the makiro is referring to the get, but even though it's found inside of a chafisa and a gluskma, then it's kasher. And the last possibility Tosfos introduced, which is the same as Rashi, is that is the other possibility of makiro kasher, that if it's a separate case of makiro by the get. Right now, Gemara asks, Virminhu, we have a Mishnah that says, Matza gitei nashim v'shichurei avadim, finds a get, he finds a, you know, document of freedom, a daidaki, which is a tzava v'shchiv mira, right, matanot, a gift, right, v'shovrim, or receipts. Harizeh lo yachzir. A person does not, if you find these documents, you do not return them to either party to the document. Shani Omer, because I say, Ketuvim Ayu, they were written, V'nimlach Aleim Shalini Litnan, right? So, but the person who wrote them, you know, decided not to give them. For instance, the Baal wrote the get, but then decided not to give the get. So each of these instances were Choshesh, that maybe the document was written, but never given. So it says, Hamartnu. If, for instance, the Baal would go ahead and say, give it to the wife, I did give her a get. We're Choshesh here. What happened that the Baal wrote the get, and then he decided against giving it? But if we go to the Baal, and the Baal says, yeah, you know what, I did give this get to her, then you would give it to the woman. No tnim. Vafilu dizman miruba. And even over an extended period of time, meaning that it doesn't matter how long they were missing, Nevertheless, if we say, give it to the woman, we give it to her. So this, of course, is what? Against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says only when the get is lost and it's found immediately are you allowed to consider it the same get or a kosher get or any document. Tosfos on the top of Chav Zayin Amud Bet asks the question that Shaul is asking. And he says, what? V'im tomar, kevin debal shamar girashti ad ishti ne'aman, v'hu modesh girsha, afilein aget shala, anitain la'al raya ba'alma. Who cares if this is her get or not? Meaning that the only thing that you want the get for now is evidence that she's divorced. And the husband agrees that she's divorced. So even if this is not her get, let's give her a get back. Oh my parich. So what's the problem here? V'yesh lomar, delo meheman elamikano lahaba. That when a husband says that he is divorced from his wife, he's only believed from that moment prospectively. Migo sheyachol achshav legarsha, because based on a migo, that he could divorce her right now. Since he could just write another get and divorce her now, he's believed that he divorced her in the past, but divorced her only from this moment forward. The Tosfos says that it will not go. When the husband says that I am divorced from this woman, it will not go to mafreya without the get document. Unless we have the actual get document and we know that we have the proper get, then the husband only believed mikana lahaba. So, Shaul, your question about, okay, in our case over here in this Mishnah we brought from Bava Metzia, fine, the husband's agreeing that she's divorced, so why not hand her the document? Because the document, even if it's not her get, I mean, we know she is divorced, and this will just be a raya that she's divorced, and big deal. So the problem is, the question is, when was she divorced? If we believe it just based on the husband's statement, she will only be divorced mikana lahaba from here for, forward. If we give her the get, then she'll believe that she was divorced retroactively back to the date in the get. And that we can't do unless we have the valid get, unless we have her get in front of us. Right, Joel? So that answers your question. Right, but nevertheless, despite that fact, the question still stands, which is that this Mishnah in Bava Metzia seems to say that we don't worry about the fact that the get was out of our reach for a certain amount of time, and we assume that the get document that we give to her is her get document, as opposed to our Mishnah who says, when it's lost, we don't assume you found the same get that you lost. So I'm a rabbi. So Rabbi answers this up. Lokasha. Kan b'makom she'ashayirot mitzuyot. Kan b'makom she'en ashayirot mitzuyot. It has to do with how much traffic is there. In a place where there's heavy traffic, if you lose the get, we do not assume that you're picking up the same get you lost. Where there's an area that doesn't have a lot of traffic, then we assume whatever, if you drop the get there, that's the get that you're picking up because nobody else shows up there. Not a lot of people come by there, and you can assume the get that was lost was your get. Ve'afilu, this is the Gemara modifying Rabba's statement, ve'afilu v'makom she'ashayirot mitzuyot, even a place where there's heavy traffic, then we only say that this get may not be the real get that you dropped. That's only if we know that there are actually two people with the same name. Then it has to be two people with the same name. And if there are two people with the same name, then we're choshesh that with a lot of traffic that maybe the other person also dropped the get or the possibility that someone with the same name dropped the get. If you do not modify Rabba's statement this way, Kasha de Rabba de Rabba. We have a stira in Rabba himself. Dao Gita de Ishtakach Beidina de Ravuna. There was a get that was dropped and found in the Beis Din of Ravuna. Vavaktiv Bey. It was written in the get, Bishvire, right, in the city of Shvire, Mata da Rakis Nara. Right, this is a city that is on the Nahar Rakis, on the river of Rakis. Vam Ravuna Choshishin Lishne Shvire. So we worry about the fact that there are two cities of Shvire, which means that we can't return the get to the woman because we're afraid this is really not her get, it's someone else's get that comes from that city of Shvire. So v'amar le Rav Chista le Rabba, Rav Chista suggested to Rabba, tog v'ayin ba, go look into this issue, de l'urta b'ayla minach Ravuna, because in the night, when Ravuna comes by night, he's going to ask you this question, he's going to ask you what's the din here. Nafok dak v'ashkach. He went out, he looked into the matter, and he found a Mishnah. The Ditznan. We have a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Kol ma'aseh Beis Din harei zeh yachzir. Anything that's done in Beis Din must be returned. So what does that mean? Everything that is done in Beis Din must be returned. So Rashi says the case over here is that Shehuva Beidina Rav Huna, Shehuva Sham Lekaimel Beis Din. She brought the get. The get was being brought there by the woman in order to validate the get by the Beis Din. The Katuv Bo Henpek, and they're writing on a henpek that says that this is a validated get. So the only time or the only person who comes to validate a get is or validate a document is the person who has the document in hand. Meaning a husband doesn't come to validate a get. It's the woman who has the get that comes to validate it. A malve and a love. The love doesn't come to validate the credit document. It's the malve who comes to Beis Din to get it validated so he can collect with it. So, of course, if this document is being brought to court or is in the court in order to be mikuyam, it's clear that it was in the hands of the person who can make a claim with it. So, therefore, we know for sure that this belongs to the woman because the husband would never show up in court with it. So, that's one possibility. Tosus brings another possibility, which Rashi in Bava Metzia also mentions. There's a possibility that it was brought there by a shliach. It's brought there by a messenger. So if it's brought by a messenger and the messenger dropped it, what are we choshesh for? We said before that we were choshesh for shenimlach habal, that the baal sent the get, wrote the get, but never gave it. But if the baal gave it to a shliach, we know that the husband is not allowed to retract the get once he gives it to a shliach, el b'fnei shliach, unless he tells the shliach face to face that he's retracting it. So therefore, if the shliach loses it and then he finds it back in court, we can assume, right, that this is the same get. We don't have to worry about the fact that the baal maybe went back on it, because the shliach never got, the baal never told him he went back on it. If he never went back on it, we can assume the get's still a good get, and it's going to go to the woman. We can give this get to the woman. So in either of these instances, what do you see? You see that here we have a document that's dropped, right? And even though the document's dropped, we're returning it to the rightful owner. So the Gemara says, V'ha beidina d'Rav Huna, d'makom shasherot mitziyotami. And the Beis Din of Huna was a heavily trafficked area. It was like a heavily trafficked area. Why? Because everybody came to, right, din by Rav Huna. He was a bucky, and everybody came to speak to Rav Huna. So that's the case. V'kapashit yachzir. And nevertheless, it says you give it back. And the distinction we said by Rabba before was that when it's in a heavily trafficked place, you're not allowed to give it back. Right? So over here, we have a heavily trafficked place, and he's saying give it back. So what's the difference? Alma yichuzkuku shnei Yosef ben Shimon be'ir achat in Hilolo. Must be that there's an additional qualifying statement, even in heavily trafficked areas. Only when we have a chazakah that there are two Yosef ben Shimon's in the city, do we say you can't give it back. But if it's not chuzkuku shnei Yosef ben Shimon, then you can give it back. And so that was the explanation for this case here. The case by Beis Din of Rav Huna, there was no chazakah that there were two people with this name in the city. Therefore, they could give it back. On the other hand, in the case by our case by our Mishnah, who says you can't give it back, el la'altar, right, is only, or it's not considered an identified get el la'altar. That case is where it's heavily trafficked, and chuzkuku, right, there is a chazakah that there were two people with the same name, and therefore we don't allow you to return the document. Now, Avod Rabo Uvdo Bahaugita di Ishtakach Bekitna Bapumpadita Kishmate. So Rabo, they found a get in the flax area of Pumpadita, and he paskin like his, you know, like his Shmaita, that if it's not a heavily trafficked area, then you can give it back. So now the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, Kishmate? So Igad Amre, some people say, Biduchta, right, the place that it was, Hechid de Tarukitna, was a place where they soaked the flax. Right, even though we know that there are two people with this same name in the city, but nevertheless, the Loshchichin Shayarta, there's not a lot of traffic there. So even though there are two people with the same name here, the fact that there's not heavy traffic, we say that the get that was dropped there is your get, and that's fine, you can give it back. That's one possibility, Kishmate. Vikadamri, what does it mean, Kishmate de Rabo? Beduchta de Mizavne Kitna was a place, the marketplace, where they sold flax. So that's a case which is heavily trafficked. It's a place where there was no chazakah that there were two people with the same name in the city, despite the fact that it was heavily trafficked, therefore they could give it back. So either possibility, Yikadamri uses the Rabba's Shita from before, that there are instances where you can give the get back. And what are those two instances where you can give the get back? Either where it's not heavily trafficked, no matter how many people with the same name there are, or in the case where it is heavily trafficked, but we have no knowledge of two people with the same name, and therefore you can give it back. So now, Rabbi Zera comes along. Rabbi Zera Rami Masnisana Braisa Umishane. Zera brought a steer between our Mishnah and a Braisa. Rabbah asked his question between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah Baba Metzia. And then Rabbi Zeris asks against our Mishnah from a Braisa, and then he learns this, this is Snan. And maybe get, va'avad mimenu, our Mishnah, what, if he brings a get, and he loses it, imatzo le'altar, if he finds it right away, the altar kasher, then it's fine. V'im lav, and if not, pasul. Right, so then it is pasul. V'riminhu, and then he asks from a Braisa. Matza get isha b'shuk, if he finds a get of a woman in the marketplace, in the case where the husband agrees that it's her get, he gives it back to the woman. If the husband does not agree, then you don't give it back. You don't give it to the husband, and you don't give it to the woman. Why don't you give it to the woman? We know why you don't give it, because we don't want her parading around saying she was divorced if she's not really divorced. But why can't you give it back to the husband? So that's interesting. Rashi mentions over here, why can't you give it back to the husband? Because we know from the Gemara and Ksubos, we know that a person can show up in Beis Din, and they can make a claim with a get. Meaning if they have a get, right, or if they don't have a get, they can collect their Ikar Ksuba if they can show evidence that they were divorced. So now, if we give it back to the husband, right, then what is he going to say? The woman will come with her Ksuba to the Beis Din and say, I want to collect on my Ksuba. And then the husband will pull out the get and say, listen, after you collected on your ksuba last time, you gave me the get as a receipt so that you wouldn't come and collect again. And the reason I have the get now is so that you can't come back and collect twice on the ksuba. So that's why we don't give it back to the husband, because if the husband has the get, he won't have to pay the ksuba anymore. So we don't give it to the woman so she doesn't say she's divorced if she wasn't divorced. And we don't give it to the husband because the husband can then use that get as a quote-unquote receipt to say that he already paid her ksuba out, even though that may not be true. So therefore, you don't give the get to anybody. Ha, but we infer from this, bizman shabal modeh, but when the Baal agrees that you give back the get, via yachzir the isha, the field of bizman meruba, right, then you give it back, even over a long period of time. So this is where we read the Tosfos, show that from your question earlier, this is where we read the Tosfos. Tosfos wants to know, okay, what's the big deal? Of course you give it back to her. All right, so now, the Gemara answers the same way we answered for Rabbah before, the stira. The way Rabbi Rezer solves the steer between the Braisa and the Mishnah is such. Mishani, kam b'kom shasheirot mitzuyot. This is a place where it's heavily trafficked. I mean, our Mishnah is a case where it's heavily trafficked, and that's therefore, unless you pick it up immediately, it's not going to be considered the same get that you dropped. Kam b'kom she'en hashayirot mitzuyot. And this is a place, and meaning the Braisa is a place where there's not heavily trafficked, and therefore we assume the get that was dropped, that's the get that you're picking up, because we don't assume any other gitin ended up in that place. Now, does Rabbi Zeira agree to the qualification of Rabbah? Rabbah qualified in heavily trafficked areas. We only say, what? That it's a problem if we know for certain that there are two people with the same name in the city. Shechukzuku b'shnei shemot. That there's a chazaka that there are two people with the same name. But if they're not a chazaka with those two people with that same name, then we don't say in heavily trafficked areas that it's a problem. So that qualification, right, that Rabbah gave, does Rabbi Zeira agree to it? So that is machlokas. Ika d'amrei, some people say on Rabbi Zeira that he also qualifies this heavily trafficked area and says, v'hu shechuska kuhu d'lo lahadir v'ayinu d'Rabbah. And this is in a case, only in a case, right, where we are muchzak, that there are two people with the same name in the city, and therefore you don't return it, v'ayinu d'Rabbah, and this is similar to Rabbah's position. V'ika d'amrei, and there are some who say, afagav d'lo chuksuku. Even though we don't know for certain that there are two people with the same name in the city, lo helader, you still will not give it back. Uplige de Rabbo, and he will argue on Rabbo. Right now, if he does this in this second position of Rabbi Zeira, right, if he argues on Rabbo, what forced Rabbo to say or to qualify his statement of heavy traffic this way was the Mishnah in Baba Tzia, which says that komase beis din yachzir, right? Because he had that additional Mishnah. Because of that Mishnah, that forced Rabbo to say that there's an additional qualification even in heavily trafficked area. So if Rabbi Zeira doesn't hold of Rabbah, how is he going to explain the Mishnah of Tan, Komasa Bezin, Harizei Yachzir? Any Maisa Bezin will be Machzir. How does he explain that? That's a heavily trafficked area. So Tosfos over here, Tosfos on the previous Amud mentions over there that Omeri Dumakminila Dishtaka Chutz the Bezin. But when we say when it's Komasa Bezin, it was found not in the Bezin itself, but outside the Bezin, Shein Shariot Mutziyot, in a place that's not heavily trafficked. So our assumption was that it was found in the basin itself, and the basin itself is a heavily trafficked area, and that's what created the steer for Rabbah. But Rabbi Zeir is going to have to explain when it says Maisa Bezdin, it wasn't found in the basin itself, it was found outside the basin. When it was found outside the basin, then it might not be in a heavily trafficked area, and that's how you will deal with that Mishnah in Bava Metzia. So now the Gemara says, Bishlamo Rabbah lo amar Rabbi Zeir. We understand why Rabbah asked his question and gave a solution, right? Not like Rabbi Zeir. Matznita and Alima Leilak Shuyei. He'd much rather bring a stira between two Mishnayot. He brings our Mishnah over here, and then he brings the Mishnah from Bava Metzia. If you have two Mishnayot that are contradicting, that's a great, you know, that's the best question you can have, and therefore he solved the question. The problem is, why did Rabbi Zeir give up the Mishnah in Bava Metzia and instead bring a Braisa that's a stira to our Mishnah, right? So that's it. Hello, Rabbi Zeir, my time, hello, Amar Karabo. Why didn't Rabbi Zeir ask the question like Rabba did? So Amar Lacha, he says, well, from the Mishnah that Rabba brought, it's not clear that this is really a question. Miktani, in that Mishnah in Bava Metzia, doesn't explicitly say im amar tnu notanin. Never says explicitly in that Mishnah if the Baal says give it back, that we give it back. Bafilu zman meruba, even over a long period of time. Dilma, maybe that Mishnah agrees with our Mishnah. Im amar tnu notanin kitzkayim alan altar. Maybe we can only infer from that Mishnah that if the Baal says give it back, only if it was immediately after it was lost do we believe him, like the same way that our Mishnah did. But there's nothing in that Mishnah that says that it was Va'altar or the Zman Merubah. That's not clear. As opposed to that, we have the Braisa that Rabbi Zeir brought, explicitly says that Sheman Shabal Modeh Yachzir Li'isha. There it explicitly says that if the Baal says it's belongs to her, that we give it back. So there it's clear that you can't explain it like our Mishnah. You can't say that it means give it back immediately, because otherwise there's no Chiddush. Of course, the Baal says give it back immediately, there's no Chiddush. So over here, that's the Chiddush of this Braisa, would be that it's L'zman Meruba. So the fact Rabbi Zeir brought it, the question from the Braisa, where it's explicit that even if you lost it over a long period of time, right, that would be fine, and that would be against our Mishnah. On the other hand, Rabbah brought the Mishnah above Metzia, because he'd rather ask a Mishnah against the Mishnah, even though you have to make an inference in that Mishnah. It's not explicit in that Mishnah, only implicit that you could give it and give it over a long period of time. Nevertheless, he preferred to bring the two Mishnayot. Right, so that's the one solution. The one solution, or the two solutions that we brought from Rabbah and Rabbi Zeir, which is the same solution. The difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, or the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa, are whether it's heavily trafficked or not heavily trafficked. Now we have an alternative answer from Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, Kigon da Kamri Edim, Me'olam lo chatamnu ela get echad shel Yosef ben Shimon. The Edim say we only have signed on one get with this person's name. So what does that mean, we only signed on one get with this person's name? So Rashi explains, right, that we signed for this guy. We know this Yosef ben Shimon. The get's not in front of us right now, because if the get's in front of us, the Edim could testify to their signatures and it wouldn't be a question. But the Edim say, you know what, we only signed on one get that had Yosef ben Shimon's name in it, and it's this Yosef ben Shimon that's standing in front of us. So therefore, we know for certain that if these Edim have their name on it, that it belongs to him. That's the way Rashi explains that the Edim are speaking. The Tosfos, on the other hand, says no. That the case over here is, right, that they know that they never signed, it only signed on one get of Yosef ben Shimon, but they don't know who this Yosef ben Shimon is. They never, I don't know, they don't recognize him, they don't know him. So as opposed to Rashi, who says that they know they signed on one get with that name, and they know who the guy is, meaning that they could say, this is the guy, then it's everything. According to Tosfos, it's not that way. According to Tosfos, all the Edim say is that we signed on a get. Only one get with that name did we ever sign on. We don't know which Yosef ben Shimon. If this Yosef ben Shimon comes along and claims that's his get, then we say, well, okay, because there's no other Yosef ben Shimon in the world that they signed on, so it belongs to him. So according to Tosfos' explanation, you have to ask, why does the Edim help him more than he himself? If he himself says it's my get, right, why is he not believed? And then if he says, comes along and he says, it's my get, and the Edim say, we only signed on one get with Yosef ben Shimon, all of a sudden he's believed. Why should he believe any more if the Edim only said, we signed on one get of Yosef ben Shimon? He still could be the wrong Yosef ben Shimon. He may never have given a get. So how do we know that? So Tosfos says over here that we're not choshed. When someone comes along and says, this is my get, we're not choshed that he's lying. We don't say that he's lying. So, but we are choshed that he's not medakpik so much, or he's not careful about looking into it. He'll say, I think it's my get, or he doesn't worry that there's maybe another Yosef ben Shimon. So therefore, if he makes the statement himself, then we don't believe him, because We're worried that he's not so careful. He's not being careful about the fact that maybe this isn't his get. But once you have Adim come along and say, we only signed on one get that has Yosef ben Shimon already, ready to give more tokef to his claim. If he gives more tokef to his claim, then we don't worry about it. Maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon. We don't start worrying about all these other issues because the Adim have now narrowed down the issue. That's the way Tosfos learns what the issue with the signing of the get. And Rashi, again, says that they recognize the individual who they signed it for. So the Gemara wants to know. So very good. The Gemara says, Ihochi, Maila Memro. What's the Chiddush over here? If the Edom come and say, we only signed on one get, and we have this get in front of us, what's the Chiddush? So that's what Tzvi said. Maudetemo, Lichush, Dilma, Yitrame, Shma, Kishma, the Edom, Kedim. Why don't we worry about a get that has the same names in it, and there are other Edim with the exact same names? Who says that these Edim, maybe another Edim, set of Edim with the exact same name, signed on a document that has its name on it? So Kamash Malan, that far we don't think. We think about maybe there's a possibility if you have two people with the same name, that's fine. But we don't think that there are two people with the same name, and it happens to be that they had two Edim signed on it with the exact same names. That we're not choshish for. That's too far. That's too far-fetched to worry about, and that's the Kamash Malan. Right now, an additional solution to this stira in our Mishnah and the Braisa, or the two Mishnayos, is from Ravashi. Ravashi Amar, Kikon to Kamar, Nekev Yesh, Bitzad Ot Plonit. There's a hole in the get next to one of the letters. Tahavale Siman Muvhak. This is a very definitive Siman. And since it's a definitive Siman, then for sure, right, it's the get. So in our Mishnah, we only hear about the altar isn't a case where he doesn't have a siman muvhak. He doesn't have a definitive siman. The case in the Braisa, or the case in the other Mishnah from Bava Ben Tzia, is a case where he has a siman muvhak. Gives a definitive siman, which is what? That there's a hole next to a letter. All right, so then, what's the gavah nekev ba'alma? If he just says the get has a hole in it, lo, then you wouldn't give it back. Why? The misfekele simanim ido raisa ido rabonon. Because simanim that are not muvhakim, right, it's a suffix whether Ravashi thinks they are de'oraisa or de'rabonon. So this is a machlokas, or this is a question the Gemara in Bava Metzia asks, that when you have a siman that's not muvhak, it's not a definitive or very clear siman, but you have a siman, is that work minatorah? Simanim work minatorah? Or do simanim only work mi de'rabonon? So now if you say simanim work de'oraisa, work from the Torah, then it's fine. If he gives a siman, then we can let him give the get to the woman, and we'll assume that an eshedish is mutar because simanim are d'oraisa. But if you only believe simanim are d'rabonon, then how can you give a get to a woman and say she's now divorced based on a siman that's only d'rabonon? If the simanim only work d'rabonon, that to identify an object, then how can you use a d'rabonon methodology to identify the object to create a d'oraisa outcome, which is that the woman will be now divorced? That you can't do if it's only dirabonon. If simanim are only dirabonon, then how does an aveda work? Min haTorah, what's the case of aveda? If somebody chashavas aveda according to the Torah, simanim are only dirabonon. So Tosfos says that's a case where he has edim. That chashavas aveda min haTorah, if you believe that simanim are only dirabonon, will be only when you have edim. That's when you do chashavas aveda. The person who lost his object will have to bring two edim to say that this is his object, and then only then will the person give him back the Aveda. All right, so now, in addition, over here, who's giving the Siman? So Rashi over here says it's the Shliach that's giving the Siman. The Shliach who took the get from the Baal says it's the hole next to the letter. But what about the possibility, right? There is another possibility, which is that some people say, there are others from their Garcia, that it's the Edim. Edim say that there is a Siman Muvhak on the get. So Tosfos differentiates between whether a shliach says the siman muvhak or the edim. He says that if the edim are believed, right, even after they see the document, meaning if they saw the get, and then afterwards they testified about the siman on the get, they're believed about that. Since it's edus, they're believed that that was prior to the fact. If a shliach gives a siman, he must give that siman before he sees the get itself. Meaning he has to give a siman so we can identify him with the get. So that'll be the difference between whether Edim are testifying to the Siman or Shliach. If the Shliach testifies to the Siman, he must give the Siman before he sees the get. That's how he identifies the get. If Edim are testifying, they can even see the get and afterwards say that's the Siman that we know about this get, because Edim are believed that that Siman was present prior to this. So last thing is, Rashi points out over here, why don't we say for certain that Ravashi believes that he is Midrabonon, Siman or Midrabonon? If he only allows you to return the get right, when it's a siman muvak, but it doesn't let you return the get when it's a siman ba'alma, right, why don't we say, then of course, Rav Rashi believes that simanim are derabanan, otherwise he'd let you return the get. So Rashi says, because from Rav Rashi, it's not clear what he holds. It's clear that he holds, if you have a midoraisa or siman muvak, you can give back the get. But if you don't have a siman muvak, he says you can't return it. There are two possibilities of why you can't return it. You may not be able to return it because he holds that simanim are only derabanan. If it's only derabanan, you can't return a get that will have a doraisa outcome. The other possibility is that Rav Rashi is not sure whether it's simanim or derabanan and doraisa, and therefore we're going to go to the chumrah in all instances. So if you wanted to come over here, or not chumrah, but by isurim, we'll go to chumrah. So when it comes to get isha, we'll go to chumrah and say, don't give the get back, because maybe simanim or derabanan. When it comes to being motzi mamon, when it comes to aveda and other things like that, we will allow you to go through it. Why? Because of hefker based in hefker. That's what Rashi says. So based on that, Rashi says it's not. We can't conclude just from the fact that Rav Rashi says that a get cannot be returned when it's simanim ba'alma. We can't prove whether he really thinks simanim are derabanan or whether he thinks simanim are misfekale. Because in either case, you wouldn't give the get back, and that's why the Gemara only concludes that he is a suffek over there. All right. So now we have had three answers or three possibilities of answers to clear up the stira between our mission, the mission of Babitzir, or the mission and the Braisa. Right, we had the answer of Rabbi Zeir and Rabbah, which says that the difference is between heavily trafficked and not heavily trafficked. We had the answer of Rabbi Yirmiyah that says that the Edim testified that we never signed on any other get, and that's why we allow it in the Mishnah Bo Metzior and the Braisa. And the last case is Rav Ashi, who says that it's the difference between Simon Muvak and Stam Simon. If it's Simon Muvak, we'll let you return it. If it's only a Simon Baalmo, then we have a suffix. We're not going to let you return a get, which is going to have a Doraisa outcome in that instance. So now, Rabbah of Archana, Irkis Lay Gita Bay Midrasha. He lost the get. It sounds like he was a shliach to bring a get, and he lost the get in the Beis Midrash. Amar Isimana, if you need a Simana, Isli Begave. I know a Siman in this get. You know, he's telling the people to return it to him. Itviadena Isli Begave, right? If you want, I can also identify it. If I see the get, I can identify it. Adruani Ale, they return the get to him. Amar Loyadana Imishum Simana Adrua. I don't know why they returned it to him. Did they return it to him because he was able to give a siman? Because survey simanim doraisa, and because they believe simanim are doraisa, imishum tviya deina. Or is it because he recognized the get? V'davka tzurmi derabanan. But that's only by a Talmud chacham. Well, in Yishba'am alone would not be believed. That's because tviya deina, if I say I can look at an object and say that that's the object that I lost, or I know for sure that's my object, we don't. We only believe that when it is a Talmud chacham, because he's mehemen. He's believed that he won't lie in these instances, or he won't make it up. If he's unsure, he'll say he's unsure. Whereas an Amaretz, even though he has Tviyat Eina, even though he can recognize items, we don't believe him. He's Lo Mehemet. So we don't know why they gave it back to Rabbi Berchana. Because does he owe that Simanim Daraisa, and that's why they gave it back to him? Or it was because of Tviyat Eina, and only works because it was him who was a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara is inconclusive there. So now the Mishnah, our Mishnah said, Imlav Pasul. If you don't find it immediately, then if you don't give it back, then the get is pasul and you can't use it. So banan banan ezuhu shlola alter. What does it mean that you didn't give it back immediately? When is it considered immediate? And after what point of time is it considered not immediate or the alter? So Rabbi Natan omer shisha kedesha tavor shayra v'tishre. So Rabbi Natan says it's enough time for a caravan to pass by. V'tishre, Rashi says, is lechanot, and to encamp. Right? And Tosu says the Tishre from the Rabbeinu Tam says that's a suda for them to eat. The caravan came by, they ate, but whatever, a caravan came back and had some other activity, and then they moved on. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, Kadeshi Adam omeid, Vorei Ashlovar Sham Adam. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it has to be that there's someone standing there and says that no one else ever came by here. You have to have a witness that can tell you that no other person ever came by here. V'yesh omrim, Shalosh Shaha Adam Sham. Right? The other possibility, the Yesh omrim say, right, that it's a case that no person was found there. There was nobody there. Rabbi Omer, kidei lichtov et haget. Right, enough time to write a get. Rashi over here says something interesting. He says, shiru ba'amu not nubo. There's no connection between the get and shura, that your time of writing a get. It was just a way to identify amount of time, but not that there's any significance to this amount of time. So Rabbi says that the amount of time to write a get, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar k'dei l'kroto. He says the amount of time it takes to read a get. Achayim Ramim k'dei l'kotvo l'kroto. Amount of time it takes to write a get and to read the get. So all of these are the amount of time within which the parameter and with when it would be considered the altar and you'd be able to return it in our Mishnah. Anything outside of that window would be considered after the altar and it would be pasul and you would not be able to give it back. So now, vafilu shaha, even if it was beyond the altar, beyond the immediate time, v'yesh bo simanim me'idim alav. Right, then, if we have simanim in it, meaning that me'idim alav, what? The amre nekev yesh b'tzad ol ploni, they give a simun muvhak, v'emidin al simanei guf d'amre yaroch v'gotz. Alright, so now, if it has simanim, you can return it, even if it stayed beyond, right, the amount of time of the altar. It sounds like Rav Ashi. But what type of simanim do you have to give? You have to give a siman muvhak, or a siman like, there's a hole by this letter. What you can't give is a siman in the goof of the get. Means that in the actual, like, you can't say there was, the get was written on legal or letter-sized paper. But for the size of the get, or the shape of the get, that is not relative, that's not a relevant siman, because there are many gitin written in that way. You need a siman that's unique to this get. And therefore, if you just talk about the size of the get or the type of the writing in the get, that doesn't make it unique, because there are many gitin like that. You need a siman that is unique to this get and can identify this get. Now, matzo kashur bikis ba'arnaki ubetabat. You found it attached. You found the get attached to a, right, a money wallet, a money bag, a wallet, or a ring. O shematzo ben kelav. Or he found it amongst his kelim. That's in his house. He found it in his house among his kelim. This is the shliach. Then, afilu lizman meruba. Even if it's over an extended period of time, kasher. Because by the fact that he can identify the other items, right, therefore we assume that the get that's attached to them is the same get. Since he can give a siman and identify the kis, the anaki, or the tabat, or because it's found in his house, in his kelim, even though a lot of people go there, we assume that the get that's in his house is the get that he dropped there, and we don't assume it's another get. In all these instances, then it is a kosher get. See, itmar, Rav Yehuda amar, Shmuel, halacha, shalosha adam sham. That the halacha is, what's considered altar? What's considered altar is if nobody ever came there. I mean, that if no one else ever came there, that is that's the halacha of what's considered altar. Rabbi Barchana Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Barshmo Alocha Shelo Avar Adam Sham. Right, that nobody ever passed by there. So it's not just Shelo Shaha Adam Sham, right? Nobody just waited there, meaning that nobody was there. Nobody just hung around there, right? Whereas the other one is Shelo Avar Sham Adam. Nobody even passed by over there. So now, what are we saying here? Shelo Shaha Adam Sham is the same thing that the Yesh Omrim said on the previous Amud. Right, that they said Shlosha Adam Sham, nobody lingered there. Right? And then when Rabbi Rechana says the halacha is like the one who says Shlo Avar Adam Sham, that nobody even passed by there. Right? So that is the case. Who's that like? That's like the Rav Shimon ben Elazar on the previous Amud. So why doesn't the Mar says asks on their positions, Lema Mar Halacha Kemar, Umar Halacha Kemar? Why don't they explicitly say who the halacha is like? Why do they say the halacha about the din and not about the person who says the halacha? They should have said the halacha ki yesh omrim, or the halacha ki, right, is like Rabbi Shimon. Why do they say the halacha is like shahadam or alo avardam? Why do they identify the halacha and not the person? Gemara says, Mishum da'apchiluhu, that there were numerous brightot that had different, that the authors, or I'm sorry, the positions were changed around. So the Yesh Omrim had a different position, Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So they didn't want to say the halacha like that person, because it depends which braisa you were looking at. And you might come to the wrong conclusion. So instead they said the halacha about the din, so that you know what the din is and not identify with the person, which could change depending on the braisa that you had. All right, now, this goes back to our Mishnah. I said in the Mishnah that the Gemara will come back and describe. It says over there, Matzo b'chafisa o b'duluskama. What's a chafisa o duluskama that he finds it in? So my chafisa, Amar Rabbi Rechana, chamat kitana. It's a small flask. You know, it's a, you know, those shofar looking leather canteens that they have. So that's what a chafisa is. My duluskuma. Duluskuma is a tlika de save. It's a box that the grandfather box. It's a box that the older people keep their things in or keep their possessions in. So those are the two items, and since that's what our Mishnah was talking about, Chafisa and Tluskuma, and here we already discussed what Tosus discusses about the Chafisa and the Tluskuma, about how they fit into our Mishnah, And when the Mishnah says imakiro kasher, is that qualifying or part of the chavisa and blus kamar? Is that an independent statement, which we discussed on the Mishnah? Okay, we'll stop over here.